sikhuluma ngomongameli ovele elembali yokubulala. Sikhuluma ngomongameli ovele elembali yokuhlukumeza abantu esezingaphansi kombuso kaMgabe kusukela ngesikhathi seGugurahundi. Kwaba nguye ke owayehamba phambili engu-Minister of Security, State Security. Owayehamba phambili nguye owakhuluma wathi abantu basemathebeleland nabasemidlands, esitsho bona abantu bakomthwakazi ukuthi bafana namahuhu. Esho khona ukuthi kumele ukuthi basuswe bonke ngoba iwu yinto engafunakaliyo endlini. So ngaleso sizathu kusho ukuthi ke inkulumo kamongameli uyaphinda futhi uyayikhuluma. Ma eyikhuluma kanje utshela abantu baseHarare ukuthi babe le ndlela ababona ngayo abantu basemathebelelendi, ngaleyo ndlela abenza bababona ngayo ngesikhathi sika-1980 lapho kwaqala khona isikhathi seGugurahundi. Ngemva kwenkulumo kamongameli leso sikhathi ngo-1980 wathi eqeda ukukhuluma le inkulumo kwavela kwaqhamuka isiphepho lesi abasizwazi bethi iGugurahundi. Kwavuka kubulewe abantu abaningi kakhulu emhlubulweni wasemathebelelendi, okusho khona ukuthi ukwethusela lokhu akukhulumayo akuyi ngamahlaya nje kodwa kungokweqiniso. Akuzi ukusimangalisa ukubona abantu bakithi kumbe abantu kakhulu-ke abebandla lemthokazi Republic Party benyamalala kumbe abanye bebulawa kumbe abanye bebotshwa, okuyinto-ke esesiyilungele leyo, ikakhulu yena engumuntu onezandla ezigcwele igazi labantu basemathebelelendi.
Njengoba uMnangagwa elethusela ngokufa moyo, lizaqhubeka yini ngomkhankaso wokuthi ilizwe liqunye phakathi?
Njengoba sesiye savele sasukuma saphakama, akusekho kubuyela emuva futhi kasoze sithule, ngoba ukuthula kufana nokuthi-ke wena uyaziphikisa lokho okufunayo. Kanti njalo ukuthula kuzasimoshela izizwe ezinye ezilandelayo kumele ukuthi-ke zilungiselwe kusesemasinyane. Njalo siyasho ukuthi-ke njengebandla lemthokazi Republic Party, uhulumeni waseZimbabwe uma engaqhubeki elalela kasizi kubuyela emuva ngendaba yokucela-ke i-self-determination. Asizi kubuyela emuva ngokukhuluma ngokuqunywa kwelizwe, ngoba vele inkulumo ekamongameli ivumisana kahle lenkulumo ezakhulunywa ngamanye ama-ministers ngaphansi kwakhe abafana lo-Energy Mthoti owathi amaNdebele bangama-foreigners eZimbabwe kumbe ngabantu bokuza elizweni laseZimbabwe. Kube inkulumo ezabo uMinister uMonica Mtswanga owathi yena-ke amaNdebele ngama-Russia's minority, ewabeka ngaleyo ndlela awabeka ngayo okudala ukuthi kube lokwahlukana phakathi kwelizwe. Kubuhlungu ma sekukhulunywa yithi njengabantu bakomthwakazi esibiza kuthiwe siyi-minority, ngoba akekho sikhulumelayo. I-government yaseZimbabwe iyehlulekile ukukhuluma ngendaba yamathebelelend. Ukubulawa kwabantu kwayenza abantu bathula for 40 years, kodwa kabazwise eZimbabwe ukuthi-ke sekufike ethubeni lapho i-40 years iphelile sekuqalisa i-generation entsha. Bangaze bazame ukuthulisa ababathulisayo namhlanje, bangababulala bababulalayo namhlanje, kodwa-ke indaba yamathebelelendi ayisoze iphele. Maye ngakhulunywanga ngabe-MRP bazayikhuluma abanye, ngoba kuyindaba esegudwini emele ukuthi uhulumeni waseZimbabwe ayilungise. Umongameli uMnangagwa kuzwise lokho ukuthi njengabantu bemathebelelend, abantu be-Midlands abahlukunyezwa ngugovernment waseZimbabwe, sithi thina i-solution ye-national question eyayenza ukuthi kubulawe abantu ngokukhethwa ngokohlobo, impendulo yayo iku-self-determination, yona leyi umongameli uMnangagwa athi kafuni kuyizwa, othi yena sizayifela. Siyagqugquzela njalo sithi ebantwini bakithi, abavuke ebuthongweni.